USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House approved a $2.2 trillion economic relief measure on Friday, sending it to President Trump's desk. The historic aid package is a response to the drastic health and economic consequences caused by the coronavirus. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says the bill represents urgent relief for millions of Americans.
Today's vote is about saving lives and livelihoods, providing the urgent relief needed to keep workers on the job, helping those who have lost theirs, and preserving Main Street businesses so they can ride out this crisis and rebound strongly.
No official word on when President Trump will sign the bill. More people are continuing to die from the coronavirus in New York, the epicenter of the outbreak. There are now 519 deaths in New York State, a sharp increase from yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is issuing a warning that the coronavirus could come back in cycles. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease warned the U.S. should be prepared that the coronavirus could become cyclical.
We need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Dr. Fauci said that the U.S. must be working to develop a vaccine by continuing work to do the randomized controlled trial of drugs.
I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is criticizing President Trump after the United States government indicted him on charges of using drugs as weapons against American citizens. Maduro calling President Trump a miserable human being. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with the $2.2 trillion massive economic stimulus bill headed to President Trump's desk, what does it mean for small businesses? Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News,
"It's really good news. It's $377 billion to help employers keep their employees on the payroll if it makes sense to the employer. The relationship is important. One of the things we do is we fund about 250% of monthly payroll. If you use the loans for payroll, that part of the loan is forgiven. This is a great way for us to keep people at work. And frankly, since the government demanded basically that you close your shops, your restaurants, your hotels, your tourism-related businesses, it's impacting and reverberating throughout the entire economy. It's one of the reasons why we face an economic tsunami. So this small business piece provides the incentive for employers to keep their employees attached, and that's good news."
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is acknowledging the uphill battle to beat former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination for president. In an interview with NPR, Sanders says it's going to be a very steep road. Although Biden has a sizable lead, Sanders has not yet made a decision if he would take part in the debate next month, should there be one. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.